here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God.
And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for inviting me right back in your homes on this beautiful day the Lord has made. And the Bible said we can rejoice and we can be glad therein. Well, one thing we're rejoicing about today is this is Mother's Day, and we're going to be doing songs to feature the respect and the love for the mothers, but we're going to be doing it in a different way. I just felt led of the Lord to do this like this. We have today we're going to be doing some songs by Clyde, Juanita, and Wanda Murphy, and then we're going to be doing some songs by Don Reno and Red Smiley, and then Hank Williams, and these are singers that have blessed our heart down through the years, and they had a wonderful message, and those messages was to mothers. So this morning we're going to do that, and I hope that you enjoy it. So let's get our broadcast started as Clyde, Juanita, and Wanda does this song for you. And this one says, I'm reading it right now.
I'm reading it now.
Tell her, Lord,
I'm reading it every day. Tell her that I really understand it. Tell her that I finally found a way. Mother always wanted me to read the Bible. Wanted me to do some praying too. She pleaded with me to accept my Savior, but I thought I had worldly things to do. I'm reading it now.
Tell her, Lord,
I'm reading it every day. Tell her I worried mother. She prayed that I might find a way somehow. It took a while, but Lord, you can assure her. I found the book, and Lord, I'm reading it now. I'm reading it now.
Tell her, Lord,
I'm reading it every day. Tell her that I really understand it. Tell her that I finally found the way.
Well, that was the old singing coal miner, and I'll tell you, I was blessed to work with Clyde, and what a great blessing it was. And he and the family, and we certainly do appreciate them. And today we're featuring some of the older singers, some of those who have blessed our hearts down through the years. And I hope today that you're enjoying these songs as much as I am. And we're featuring Hank Williams, Don Reno, Red Smiley, and then also Clyde and Juanita Murphy. So let's go right back now and let Don Reno and Red Smiley bless their heart with this song right here. And this one says, Oh, How I Miss My Darling Mother.
In my memory there's a little mountain homestead, and the flowers are still growing on the lawn. But each time I go back now, the tears start falling. I miss my darling mother since she's gone. She's gone to join a happy band of angels to sing for endless ages at God's throne. Thanks for me.
happy band of angels to sing for in the sages at God's throne. The best friend I ever had is now with Jesus. I miss my darling mother since he's gone.
Well, we're featuring some of the older songs, and I know that some of these songs will relate with you. As a matter of fact, I love these old songs, the singers that sing them, and they all had such a great message to them. So this morning we are going to, this is our way of saying, Mother, we appreciate you, and we thank you, and we love you, and we appreciate all the songs that have written by Mother. Mother, God looked for someone who could love like him, and God gave us mothers. And today, that's what we're honoring, is our mothers. Well, let's go right back now, let Hank Williams tell us about a message from Mother.
The struggle for life would soon be over. A young man on his deathbed lay. He raised his head in dying anger, and this is what I heard him say. Take this message to my mother. It will fill her heart with joy. Tell her that I've met my Savior. God has saved her wandering boy. The tears and sorrow I have caused her, how I wish I could repay. But tell her I'll be waiting for her. We'll meet in heaven some glad day. Take this message to my mother. It will fill her heart with joy. Tell her that I've met my Savior. God has saved her wandering boy. How she cried when I left her. I know it filled her heart with pain. She said, son, please don't leave me, or we may never meet again. Take this message to my mother. It will fill her heart with joy. Tell her that I've met my Savior. God has saved her wandering boy. Years have passed since that parting, but I know she waits and prays. Soon I'll cross Death's dark river. Please let her know that I was saved. Take this message to my mother. It will fill her heart with joy. Tell her that I've met my Savior. God has saved her wandering boy.
Well, that is an old tape. I guess you could probably hear the popping and cracking on it. I'm very sorry for that. But I was thinking, I believe the angels rejoiced in heaven. The Bible said the angels rejoice over one soul that repenteth. So I feel that every mother does receive that message. There's one thing that that I can truly thank God for. I had a praying mother. How important it is to have a praying mother. I thank God that my wife is a praying mother, and we have a great family, but she never ceases to pray for them, never ceases to care for them. So that is a great message today. And if you haven't, received Christ as personal Savior, I pray that you will. Well, maybe you don't understand what's going on today. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts, and no, I'm still on the air. We just feel like that we're featuring some of the older songs, and back in time, I was thinking a while ago, I just love to get some good old bluegrass gospel music. I love bluegrass. I guess you know I'm country through and through, and I said I'd like to just kind of get these songs, every one of them, and do them and put them on a tape. I love them, and I hope that you like them too. Well, we had the sad occasion to have to lay Dorothy Mullins Brinkley to rest this past week as Pauline Cunningham's daughter, and this is not an easy thing to do. And Pauline gave me a song, it's been a couple of years back, and I've never really got around to singing it, don't have the music to do it, but we're going to do this one today in memory of Dorothy Mullins Brinkley and all of that family, and also to Pauline and all of you that are listening today. And this one says, "Someone Will Love Me in Heaven."
On earth nobody loves me since mother and daddy are gone. But I've heard of a land that's called heaven that someday will be my sweet home.
I was just a little boy the night my mommy and daddy were called to meet Jesus. And I couldn't understand why they wouldn't speak to me when friends would hold me up to the casket to look at them. I guess the friends that gathered at our house for the funeral felt sorry for me, but I wanted my daddy to come out and play ball or just kindly watch and smile while I romped with old Rover. And I wanted my mommy to put her arms around me and tell me how much she loved me. And I wanted her to put me to bed and kneel down and help me to say my prayers like she'd always taught me to do. Then the saddest time came when they lowered my mommy and daddy into the grave and put dirt and flowers over them. And the preacher said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh." How I wished with all my heart that the Lord would take me with him. But it seemed small as I was that God spoke to me and said, "Son, someone will love you in heaven."
Someone will love me in heaven on that beautiful shore. I won't be an orphan in glory. I'll live in God's care.
Yes, sir, someone will love me in heaven. Oh, what a beautiful song. You know, I trust today that you're enjoying the broadcast. Maybe every now and then, you know, we kind of need to change like this and do different songs. And we appreciate you. You are the one that makes it possible. And things that will bless your heart, bless your life. I don't know about you, but I need uplifting, and I need to, just simply say to someone, "Hey, I love you, I appreciate you," and you need to say that to me. And most of all, we need to say it to our mothers. Pick up the phone this morning, call mother, and tell her just exactly how much she means to you. You see, she may be sitting right there at home or maybe in a nursing home or somewhere, and she's just waiting for you to hear from you, and that would be such a great blessing today. And we'll be celebrating all day long, the mothers, and I can't say enough about how I appreciate my wife, and I know that my boys appreciate her, and she means so much to us. And my mother, who's gone home to be with the Lord, the last time I saw my mother, she was in ICU, and she'd had 7 blockages, and already had 5 blockages, and need to go back and get 2 more. 93 years old, but I remember her looking up and waving at me. Mother was waving at me because Mom was going to a much better place. So this morning, I want to remember Martha's mother also, Pauline Ball, and all of you today. We're doing this in memory of your mothers, and we're doing some of the old songs. They may be some old songs to some people, but they're brand new songs here this morning. Maybe you've never heard them before, so I hope they're blessing your heart. Well, let's go back and let Clyde, Juanita, and also Wanda do this one for it. It said, "I Saw Mother with God Last Night."
Took you from me, but last night I could plainly see that He saved you from lots of misery. A smile upon your face told me you were happy as you could be, and I'm gonna ask God if He'll save a place for me. Mother,
you sweet, precious mother.
Write 2 letters to the heavens blue, one to God and one to you, and I'm gonna thank Him for being so nice to you. I've been crying since you went away, but not one tear have I shed today, 'cause I know now you're happy up there in the heavens blue. Mother,
dear sweet precious mother,
yes, sir, I saw you with God last night. Thank you, Clyde, Juanita, and also Wanda for blessing our hearts with that. And I'd love to get together with you again. I know that you don't sing anymore, but you can still, I hope, play that piano, play that guitar, and we can get together and do some good old gospel music. Well, here I think features one of the greatest songs that Hank Williams ever did, and a lot of people like it. I like it. It's got a great message. It's called Beyond the Sunset.
Should you go first and I remain to walk the road alone, I'll live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring I'll wait for roses red, when fades the lilac's blue. And in early fall, when brown leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first and I remain for battles to be fought, each thing you've touched along the way will be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, though blindly I may grope. The memory of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Beyond the sunset, oh blissful morning, when we with our Savior, heaven is begun. Earth's toiling ended, all glory dawning. Beyond the sunset, when day is done. Should you go first and I remain to finish with a scroll, no lessening shadows shall ever creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness, we've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. I want to know each step you take that I may walk the same, for someday down that lonely road you'll hear me call your name. Should you go first and I remain, one thing I'll have you do. Walk slowly down that long, long path, for soon I'll follow you. In that fair homeland, we'll know no parting. Beyond the sunset, forevermore.
I want to do that in memory of maybe your wife or your mother or someone who has passed away in your family. And what a great and beautiful song that is. Well, we're just playing some of the old favorites of mine, and I trust that they're favorites for yours, and we're trying our best to say to all the mothers, we appreciate you, we love you, and we just wish you the very best. Pick up the phone, like I said, call your mother, or she's in a nursing home, go by and see her, take her a flower, let her know you love her. My, she done so much for you, and she took care of you. As a matter of fact, no one ever loved you like your mother. Now, I said a while ago that God looked for someone who could love as much as he did, and he gave us mothers, because mothers love. I know my wife, Martha, she just worries so much about her.